Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Debt ceiling negotiators back at work in Washington, and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says,
I think we can make progress today. I'm hoping that we can make progress.
But California Democrat Pete Aguiar warns,
House Democrats are not going to sign on to devastating cuts for teachers, food assistance, or Medicaid.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger says if the nation plunges into default as soon as next week, it could have major consequences for millions of people who rely on government benefits.
It's probably not going to last too long if we do hit that breaching moment, but for a week or two, you really do need to fall back on emergency savings. If you don't have it, take a deep breath. This will get corrected quickly.
Reporter Chris Fox is in Uvalde, Texas today, 1 year after the deadly school massacre.
A private memorial for the victims' families will be held this afternoon at the Uvalde Civic Center. This is where a year ago, law enforcement first told the families that their loved ones did not survive. A public vigil is set for 7:30 at the Memorial Park Amphitheater. That's followed by a butterfly release.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis gets into the Republican presidential race later today. CBS's Robert Costa.
DeSantis' team is confident that he can build momentum in the coming weeks. He will be meeting with his donors in Miami in the coming days before a formal campaign launch sometime in the coming weeks, and then a trip to those early voting states.
Texas Republicans investigating GOP State Attorney General Ken Paxton say he tried to hide an affair, misused his office to help a donor, skirted protocols, and built a culture of fear and retaliation in his office. A new legal tangle today for a former attorney already behind bars for murder.
Alex Murdoch has been indicted by a federal grand jury on more than a dozen bank fraud, wire fraud, and money laundering charges. Prosecutors say the 54-year-old former personal injury lawyer allegedly took money and property from his clients three times. Murdoch is serving two life sentences for the fatal shootings of his 52-year-old wife and a 22-year-old son. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
It was one of the moments during the Biden inaugural.
Even as we grieved, we grew, that even as we hurt, we hoped that...
Young Amanda Gorman reciting her poem, The Hill We Climb. It's been pulled from a Miami elementary school after a parent complained it's not educational and, quote, contains hate messages. On social media, she says she's gutted by that decision. Nevada's governor says there's a deal in place for financial incentives to help the Oakland Athletics build a ballpark there. Right now on Wall Street, Dow is down 255. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, May 25th. In Wood County, the Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Economic Development Incorporated will hold a series of meetings at the River Block Building in Room 206, beginning with the Finance Personnel Committee meeting at 9. The Water Resource Committee and the Forestry, Agriculture, Wildlife Committee will both meet at 10:15, and the Regular Business Executive Committee will meet at 11. The North Central IT-BEC Board and Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the Shawnee County Courthouse. The Marshfield Fairgrounds Commission will meet at noon at the Fair Office. The Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 at the Wood County Annex and Health Center in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Rapids Historic Preservation Commission will meet at 6. In Adams County, the Economic Development Board will meet from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 63. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 37. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 67. Low 70s. Friday, warmer on Saturday, with highs in the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
That's so it goes. We are back on the No Sour Ha Ha Funny Power Hour. That's so it goes. What is it, Greg?
The No Sour Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin! Yes, indeed. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour, of which there's not many left. Womp, womp.
That did not sound like a sympathetic womp, womp. That sounded more like a... Ha ha, you're done, womp womp.
No!
Yeah, felt like it.
We like it. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't doing it for the last couple months.
It was the first thing to be axed.
Well, it's just, I don't know. So if you missed yesterday's show, we're talking about this. I think all the shows are talking about this. We're having a little bit of a shake-up.
Rearrangement
of the Civic Media schedule as we welcome new local shows to some of the different local stations. We switch everyone who had a three-hour show is going to a two-hour show. It's better for podcasts. It's better just for consistency across all the shows. And for our show in particular, it means we are moving from... we're going to start at 10 instead of 11, and we will be done at 12 instead of 2. And so as we were talking about how to condense 3 hours into 2 hours...
Starting to tear up.
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Hour is now going to be
didn't even say right.
A half hour?
No, don't even. Don't even. If you can't give it a full hour, don't even.
30 minutes of No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power.
Because here's the thing, Jane. Here's the thing, Kristen. I see what's going on here. All right. I see through the lies. You started a half an hour, then it turns into the 15 minute, then it turns into half a segment. Then it's just gone.
Then it's just a game.
Then it's not even a game. No, this is not a game.
This is not a game. We're talking about practice? Not the game. Not the game that I love. We're talking about practice.
And I'm a company man, all right? You understand me? I'm a company man. I understand the moves. But what I don't understand is why you want to axe it with such impunity that you don't even care that it's going away.
We do care that it's going away. Actually, we got a comment yesterday on the live stream that said... Our friend Changerous said, he's like, so does that mean no more fun hour?
Yeah, Changerous, guess what?
But now we just have to put fun throughout the entire show.
Nothing's fun anymore. It's not fun. It is the non-fun, ho-hum, salty... Time.
Great.
Pirate.
I'm so glad, Greg, you don't take things personally.
Whatever, Jane.
Not a sensitive soul at all.
I got the soul of a worn trucker.
So you only have one more next Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
will be your last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour. But you will still be here on Wednesdays.
If you'll have me.
We will definitely
have
you.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. At the noon hour... I'm just going to get on my phone. I'll give my number out. And while you're all done, I'm just going to allow people to call in. We'll group chat it, and I'll just talk for like an hour
and see what happens. Discord channel and see who joins.
Totally. I mean, let's see how this goes. This is how Joe Rogan started, right? Joe Rogan started like that way.
Totally.
Just giving out his phone number to people and call in.
Chatting.
Yeah, and then he totally said some cool things, right?
He's
totally cool guy. You see, I'm an innovator. No difference. Don't even start with me.
Is there a different way to pronounce innovator?
No, it's okay. Just innovator. You're thinking of innovative. Jerk. I'm just saying here, I will mourn next week. I will wear all black.
I hope it's really hot.
I look hot in black. Let me tell you.
I actually checked the forecast. It's going to be, we were in it for a beautiful stretch of weather.
I wear a black hat.
It's going to be in the 80s.
Oh, God.
Is that hot for you?
Dude, look at me. You're made
for winter.
I am made of like insulation. Like if you were doing an autopsy on me, it would be like, is that cake? No, it's attic insulation inside of him, which I actually have a joke about in my stand-up. But point is, I will be sad, but you know what? I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Jane. I'm happy for the show. I'm happy for everybody because I think 2 hours will be perfect, especially just from my point of view, these last few weeks. Those first hours we've been doing, been real fun.
Real fun.
Yeah, getting good engagement with people. I think that's going to help y'all. But we can talk about this off air.
So we're excited. We're excited about the time change. We're excited about the schedule changes. So as you're listening to your favorite shows, nothing's going away. So it just may be in a different...
Getting shifted
around as far as when things are starting, when things are ending. Some things are going to the morning, some things are going in the afternoon, but that is all officially happening June 5th. So, until then, programming per usual. All right.
Yeah.
My question, Jane, you can't answer this because you're not a beer drinker.
All right.
No, not at all?
No.
Buttery Chardonnay.
I should get that as my license plate.
Next to Danger. Was it Danger Lady Jane or is it Buttery Chardonnay?
Oh, it's a tough call between the two of those.
But, so I just, is there anyone out there, is there anyone out there who has changed their watery, light beer drinking habits since, I guess in general, but I mean, obviously in reaction to the Bud Light controversy.
I mean, Kid Rock definitely knew how to shoot up a case of beer.
He missed three times.
I know.
But, and I'm not saying if you're saying I'm not buying it now, or you're saying I am buying it to support them. But there's also, because there's two different articles I found in the last week. One was from Vox, one was from Vice. The Vice one is the beer ad culture war is killing me inside. And then the Vox one is have all the beers gone woke in investigation? Because apparently, and I didn't see this, even before the Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light commercials came out, Miller Lite had done something for Women's History Month as far as a campaign. It was Alana Glazer, who is a comedian, actress. She was in Broad City. It was basically a campaign around taking old beer ads where women were in bikinis, composting those ads, then like selling them as fertilizer to like grow the hops that then they will use by female beer makers. Like it was very
convoluted. Yeah.
And so then there was some right wing people who got upset about that and like supporting women. And I just in general, like, it obviously is working because while I'm not sure Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch is going broke, sales are down. As I said yesterday, I have a friend who works for Pabst and my friends who work for Miller who've said sales have been up. So certainly this is a protest that has been lasting. So there are people out there who are holding to their guns and like expect these corporations to be your political ally when they are very much not. And I'm just, is there anyone who can attest to either this influencing you on what kind of light beer you buy? 844-967-2789. I would just love, if it has, I would love to hear the reason. Because like for me, I'm still going to, well, I'm not going to do anything because I don't think the baby wants Miller Lite. But
they want a craft beer.
They want a craft and a,
River West Stein, East Side Dark, and Extended Play, all available.
Extended Play, that one's, they're all very good.
All available.
But I just, it's interesting to me how many people are, like, it's because we're now that we're entering Pride Month, all the corporations are going to get super pridey and sell stuff. And Target's been doing this for a year, or for years, but even them are kind of getting bullied into taking things down. And so it's just like, but I think this like illusion, and we kind of talked about it yesterday of like brands that we trust and the reputational score, but also like, I don't know, does people really believe that the companies that they buy stuff from believe in what their marketing campaigns say? And that they're like your friend and your ally versus like just doing whatever they can to sell you more stuff?
I think that some people do. I think some people just, like the thing with Target, we were talking about before off air, you know, Target has always had a history of doing Pride Month clothing, that kind of stuff. And, but they are a company that is given heavily to Republican candidates in Minnesota.
Totally.
Very anti-LGBTQ commit candidates they've done in the past. So I don't know if it's a matter of like, you know, I can go to Target. I don't have to go to Walmart, or I can buy Pride stuff there, but you know, don't make me face reality. I mean, the fact of this, they're corporations, they're $1 billion corporations. They will do whatever it takes to make money. Mm-hmm. They do not care even about their own employees' opinions. Most likely if it gets to the bottom line, they'll either do it or not do it. And individuals who are fooling themselves into thinking that Miller Lite or Bud Light or whatever, that's just what they are. They're fools. I mean,
well, and this is from the Vox article, and I thought this was poignant. So, you know, in exactly what you said, because same thing with Anheuser-Busch and then the beer companies, like basically Miller Lite, Molson Coors and Anheuser-Busch basically own almost all of the beer you're going to ever drink.
Pretty much.
In the U.S.
Yep.
And it's basically craft breweries that haven't been bought up by them yet. And that's it. And so, but it's like, so on the one hand, they have these marketing campaigns that are like progressive or woke or whatever. But as you said, the way that they donate, the way that the bills that they're lobbying for certainly lean a different way. And so this is quoting from the Vox article. It's almost like beer companies do not have a consistent, coherent set of morals and values consumers should look to for cues on what to buy. The same goes for all companies. For that matter, corporations are not your friends, let alone your political allies. Think of it this way. Whatever your political inclinations, the beers are the drinking buddies you suspect don't really have your best interest at heart when they suggest you order one more beer at the bar before you head home. They've been putting all the rounds on your tab and are drinking with the other guy at the bar who really irks you. I was like, that's a good analogy.
That's a great analogy. I mean, this is what it comes down to. None of these companies, none of them, I don't care if it's beer, I don't care if it's clothes, I don't care what it is. If they are a multi-billion dollar company, they don't care about you. They just don't.
Yeah.
And that's all there is to it.
So I'm interested to hear from you if any of this controversy has changed your purchasing habits in the last bit, as far as makes you want to buy it more, wants to make you buy it less. 844-967-2789. We will take your calls and your texts when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Budweiser, you said it all. Here comes the king of beer, so lift your glass, let's hear the call. Say Bud. Budweiser beer's the one that's leading the rest. When you say Bud, and Beechwood aging makes it beer.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.halfoffdeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business. This week's deal is from Papa John's in Stevens Point. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, 50 for just 25 from Papa John's in Stevens Point. What's better than pizza? Papa John's at half price. Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.halfoffdeal.com.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The next VFW and VVA Brat Fry will be held at Quality Foods West Grand Avenue on Saturday, May 26th. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Celebrate Memorial Day weekend and support your local veteran organizations. The 2023 Shermalot Water Ski Show will be kicking off their season this coming Saturday at Lake Arrowhead Dam from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Shows are held every Saturday from Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend at the Lake Arrowhead Beach area. On Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m., the Port Edwards High School Band will be playing a Memorial Day service at the Port Edwards Cemetery.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media. I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Conversation.
Sorry. Exasperation.
Sorry. Go on. I apologize.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that, Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Matinere. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that,
Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride. That was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that Kristen Bride, that was Greg Bach. And of course, we have Jane Metner. And we were talking about, I'm looking for someone to tell me that.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wisconsin Rapids Board of Review will meet from 9 to 11 on Thursday morning, May 25th, in the first floor conference room at City Hall. They will hear sworn testimony from property owners objecting to their assessments. Tomorrow is the start of the 10th annual Mosey Levin Classic Adult Hockey Tournament at the IceHawks Arena in Stevens Point. Games start at 6. They'll have good food, raffles, and bands playing each night from 7:30 to 11:30. Don't miss this free event and help our youth hockey program and Hazel fundraiser. The Milwaukee Bucks may be closer to signing a new head coach. ESPN reporting the team has interviewed 15 candidates and narrowed the choice down to 3. Ex-Toronto coach Nick Nurse, Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson, and Toronto Raptors assistant Adrian Griffin. 4 other teams from across the league are on the lookout for a new coach as well. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
More clouds than sun this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 63. East winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 37. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 67. Low 70s. Friday, warmer on Saturday, with highs in the upper 70s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well, then.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well, then.
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Well, then.
Have your your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Have your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Dan!
Hiking to come into contact with this, or is this kind of just like at a park?
Yeah, so you can definitely find it at a park. It likes sunny areas, so probably not so bad in a forest. It avoids the shade.
Okay.
But it can be found in a wide variety of moisture habitats. So yeah, that's another part of it. But definitely sunny areas. That's where it likes to focus. You can find it in roadsides, disturbed sites, so like old fields, things like that. So I would recommend staying on trails if you're in a sunny area. Definitely avoid it.
Because, again, it's one of those things that I think we've all seen, and it looks pretty innocuous. You know, you wouldn't think that it had such dangerous properties. So do we have to blowtorch it, or how do we get rid of this stuff?
Yeah, so There's a variety of methods to control for this species. The most common one that I've seen done, or I've done myself, is using like a spade or a shovel to cut the taproot about 1 to 2 inches below the soil, or just straight up pulling the plant out of the ground if you can. You know, wear gloves, long sleeves. I would even wear like a face mask, you know, something so you don't get burns on your face. So that's a really effective method, but otherwise, if that's good for small populations, if you have a larger population, you're going to want to maybe mow it, usually when it starts to flower, but before it has started to set seed. Otherwise, you're just going to be spreading seeds around. So those are the two most common methods. Otherwise, herbicides are another option, but yeah.
And so because we're talking to Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki, who are invasive species specialists at the Wisconsin DNR, and about wild parsnips.
Which people need to know
Which
about.
Which people need to know about. Because
yes, Jane, yes.
So why, like, what is the biology of, like, they are in the same family as parsnips that we eat, correct?
That's right. So wild parsnip, they were originally as a garden variety. And people have been cultivating parsnips in Europe and Asia for millennia. So I was doing a bit of reading on the cultivation of parsnips. And so people like to use them as like a sugar substitute before the occurrence of like cane sugar. And you kind of see that as a carryover into things like carrot cake.
Mm-hmm.
So people would either like roast the parsnips by themselves, or they would incorporate them into other baked goods. Going on to your last segment, I saw that in the areas in Northern Ireland, people would take parsnips and they would add them with hops, and then they would boil them and turn them into beer and then also into liquor.
Interesting.
So there's enough sugar in that, so that allows you to turn it into kind of a brew. There's some other interesting things about the history of the cultivation. So in Europe and in ancient Rome, there's the Emperor Tiberius. So he was known to enjoy parsnips, and as part of the tribute from Gaul and Germania, he would receive them. And so apparently, the parsnips from that part of the world were sweeter because of the cold snap than what they could cultivate already in Italy. There's also other mentions of it being used in medicine. So there was a Greek physician named Galen, and so he was also at the time of the gladiators. So he was a Greek physician, and they came to Rome. And then he was one of the first physicians that wrote things down about different kinds of approaches. With the medicinal use of parsnips, so the Persians had described the uses for as a gastric tonic, a laxative, a kidney stone crusher, and a diuretic.
Kidney stone crusher.
Kidney stone crusher. That's my wrestling name.
And then in England, there was another physician. His name was Nicholas Culpepper, and this is in 1652. And he has this great line that says, "But the wild parsnips have a cutting and attenuating, cleansing and opening quality therein. It resists and helps the bitings of serpents, eases the pains and stitches in the sides, and dissolves wind both in the stomach and bowels, and provokes urine."
Jason, so Jason, next time you gotta do the accent next time.
Sorry. So my skills are only just so far.
So in certain ways, parsnips are almost like, because I remember reading about this with like aloe, where it was like this magical plant that had all of these different things that it could solve. And so it sounds like parsnips, the ones that you can eat, we're seen or have been seen similarly as far as it being a medicine, being used for all these different reasons. And so when did it switch, or how does it switch from being, you know, a snack that you can make into beer and use for medicine and crush some kidney stones to like, don't touch this, it will change your genetic code and burn you?
So all these plants that are in the carrot family, carrots, parsnips, celeries, they all have those furanocoumarins. And what can happen is if you have a plant, or sometimes even animals, if you cease to cultivate them or maintain them, they can then revert back to a wild type. And then the local environment can then change how those genes are expressed. And that's one of the problems with parsnip. It reverted back to a wild form, and then those furanocoumarins are present.
So you can't the wild parsnips, you should not be going for the root and trying to make something out of the root.
I have heard some people still being able to do that. I am not a forager in that way, so I can't make any recommendations on foraging wild parsnips for personal use.
And what purpose in nature does it serve? I mean, is there somebody who eats them?
There's different organisms that eat parsnips. There's actually as a potential biocontrol, there is a kind of a web worm that will eat parsnip, but we've not seen it occur in large enough numbers to actually control populations. Goats can feed on it. Other herbivores can eat on it.
Goats are amazing. Goats are garbage disposals. Anything.
And in some cases, when you have animals that will feed on plants that have that furanocoumarin, it will build up in their skin. And so you can see cases where horses, cattle, goats, they will have a sunburn on the top of their muzzle where the fur is thinnest.
Interesting.
And here I was just sitting there going, parsnips? Why are we talking about parsnips? I am so fascinated.
So I guess so we know parsnips, but as summer is coming and people are spending more time outside, what other species, as two invasive species specialists, what else should people watch out for this summer?
So we have different invasive species that are in the state.
Okay.
And so one rule that we have that helps govern the control of them is called NR40. It's the state's invasive species rule. And species can be regulated under one of two classes. They can be either restricted or prohibited. Prohibited species are our early detection plants and animals. That if they are detected in the landscape, we want to know about them as quickly as we can so that we can mobilize funding, staff, partners, so that we can help control them while they're still in small sizes. There are other plants and animals that we have that are on the list that pose dangers in their own ways. So we've got, like we're talking about parsnip, that's a human health hazard. The giant hogweed's another one. Japanese knotweed, if you've through homes. Japanese knotweed has been known to punch through asphalt. It can break through the foundations of your basement.
Wow.
There have been pictures of it, like where if it lands on a flat roof, it will punch down through your roof and ceiling and grow into your home.
What?
Oh my God!
We need to set you people up with some movie producers because there's a horror movie waiting to be made out of this stuff.
It's the
Poison Ivy character from
yes.
Batman.
I'm thinking Little Shop of Horrors now too. It's just like I was going to say I'm never going outside again. I don't know what to do anymore. Plants will just beat us. They win. They win.
Mother Earth undefeated.
Yep, she'll always win.
And so many of these plants, they have these defenses because they can't escape. They can't run away. So it's like one of the like a philosophical question, like why do plants have thorns? Why are they poisonous? So plants, like you've got nicotine. It's a natural insecticide because it will short circuit the insect's nervous system.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're coming up against a break, so we have to let you go. But this was fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason Granberg and Mackenzie Manicki. We'll send me all that information in my email so I can put it on today's show notes so people know what to look out for when it comes to wild parsnip. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
I want to have a parsnip. Open, peel, bite. Let's have a parsnip because we're going to buy and give Tesco money.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You never quite know when the next storm is gonna strike.
and all it takes is for a little hail to ruin a perfect crop. But you can protect yourself with a hail insurance policy through Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance professionals at Ag Country can help you customize a policy that will fit your farming operation. Protect your revenue today by contacting your local Ag Country office. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you.
It's two convenient locations. One great pizza. It's Papa John's in Wausau and Stevens Point. Well, not just one great pizza. It's actually hundreds of combinations, plus Papa Bowls, Papa Bites, wings, sides, desserts, and more.
No matter what you order, every bite is a taste sensation.
In Stevens Point, call 715-972-1414. In Wausau, call 715-803-4588. Or log on papajohns.com. One great pizza. Two convenient locations. It's Papa John's.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Everyone knows it, nobody says it, because they're pregnant. Effing son of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how.
Can we just listen to that whole song?
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? Because I don't feel like those two things are related at all. It's not like one or the other.
No, as long as it's healthy.
I can't wait to hear someone say.
That song is amazing.
I've definitely said that thing.
Garfunkel Although, notes are amazing.
But I also feel like that's an unfair question. It's like, oh, did you want a boy or a girl? It's like, what? How are you supposed to respond to that?
It's
yes, I wanted a boy, but I'm having a girl. Like, it's like a silly small talk question.
I know, but the way that the smug pregnant woman answer is just like, ugh, why did I even bother asking in the first place? Yeah. You don't understand life until you have a baby, Greg. I guess I'll never understand life. Thank you, Jane, for bringing that up. My pleasure.
And then I also found, so I'll put that in the show notes as well. It's not an original.
Oh, let's have Parsnips?
Let's have a Parsnip. I knew that beat. It is a parody song of the Scissor Sisters' Let's Have a Kiki. I want to have a Kiki. Yes. And we didn't have time to play it, but I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
My God.
And so I will put that in the show notes as well today. But
I'm sorry, I just want to say that wild parsnip thing was really interesting.
I wanted to keep talking.
So fascinating.
I wanted to keep talking about it. I wanted to keep
you. And you were so skeptical.
Well, of course I was. We're talking about parsnips. I don't know anything about parsnips.
That's why we listen to this program, Greg.
That's true.
Okay. Well, pack your bags. We're going on a guilt trip. I mean, and both of them had very relaxing voices. I just want them to read books to me.
Japanese, also just the name of some of these things, like wild parsnips. Yeah, kind of a boring name. Japanese knotweed.
Yeah.
And then what was the other one? Giant hogweed.
Yeah.
Like.
And I am genuinely surprised that horror movie producers haven't, maybe they have, but that stuff sounds seriously like right out of a movie
there,
with roots that can bash through your asphalt and your basement and stuff.
And he's not kidding. I just looked up a picture of giant hogweed, and I don't think the woman in this picture is 6'4", as Jason says that he is, but it is 2.5 size, like, 2.5 times taller than her.
Wow.
Yeah. Of how tall this, and it's this adult woman.
There's even a song by the band Genesis called Return of the Giant Hogweed. I mean, that's...
Is there really?
Yeah, it's back when Peter Gabriel was the lead singer.
Return of the giant Hogweed.
What give me a second. Just give me a second.
What is the song about?
Who knows? Peter Gabriel wrote it in the early 70s.
It's probably a lot of drugs.
Fanciful walking through meadows and things of that nature.
All right. Well, while Jane tries to find it, let's talk about who's going to be at the Laughing Tap this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. It is one Marlon Hill. He's been on the Boondocks. He has been on Showtime at the Apollo. He has been a Milwaukee comedian for decades now.
He's from Milwaukee.
Nice. And he will be actually recording his DVD this weekend. So there's a show Thursday, Friday.
There's still DVDs?
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to try to explain technology to that man. I love him to death, but whatever. Yeah. One show Thursday, one show Friday, one show Saturday. All shows at 7:30. Tickets available at laughingtap.com. Get your tickets because they are selling well right now.
Nice.
You wanna make sure you, if you want to come down, it's going to have great opening acts. And it's always great to have Marlon here for a weekend because he's just a good guy. Lots of good energy. Really good to the community for comedy. And just positive dude. Love him to death.
Hey, and it's a nice long weekend. What a great fun way to, yeah. enjoy the weekend. And yeah. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Speaking of getting your comedy on.
Yeah, what's up?
You're going to be performing soon.
I will be.
Not in Milwaukee.
In July I will be, but not coming up in the next 2 weeks.
But coming up in the next 2 weeks, you will be performing in Chicago.
In Chicago, the 2nd and 3rd at the Den Theater, opening up for one Mr. Hari Kondabolu.
Are we going to get him on the show?
We will. I will work on that. Yeah, I do want to get him on the show to talk about a couple of things, like his new special, Vacation Baby, mm-hmm. which is on YouTube right now. And he also just... did a really good podcast episode with Hank Azaria regarding Apu and The Simpsons.
Wow.
So I want to talk to him about both those things, and I will work on getting those in the next couple weeks if that's possible.
Yeah, but that is because that, for people who do not know, that was kind of, I'm not sure that's his big breakthrough, but that was, he made a little bit of a name for himself with the his kind of march against Apu, the character. Well,
it wasn't.
You can
probably
explain it better than
that. Yeah, he did a documentary called "The Problem with Apu." And
yes,
basically, it's looking at South Asian representation in media, and the crux of it is that Hari, growing up as a lifelong Simpsons fan, his big problem was Apu defined him to people, so he had to deal with the stereotypes that came from that show being thrown back at him, and he's like, "I love the Simpsons." But that doesn't mean you can't critique something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got a name for himself by doing that. And one of the things he called for in that, he wanted to just have a conversation with Hank Azaria, and it never ended up happening. But, and I'll tell you this, I'll get him on the show and he can explain it and keep in tune for the interview, because I just want to say this, Hank Azaria is a next level human. I will say that based on what Hari has told me about
who
Hank's
he is.
Journey. So yeah, we'll get him on the show, but June 2nd and 3rd, the Den Theater in Chicago. Tickets are available. 4 shows. I will be hosting. It'll be amazing.
Send me those links so I can put in the show notes.
I will send you those links.
And you can always find the show notes at asgoeswisconsin.com/listen.
Yeah. Get those pictures of the wild parsnips.
I will get the... Yeah, there's a lot. I have a busy afternoon. I'm going to get these up today.
Jane's all about that parsnip, baby.
I'm on a mission.
Did you find the giant hogweed song?
I did. We'll use it as the clip.
It's ridiculous.
What a fun show today.
Yeah.
Do we have any closing thoughts, any closing notes for before we do our second to last No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour?
Corporations don't care about you.
Okay. That's a good recap.
Yep.
What else? What should we recap? Basically that healthcare is a sham in this country.
Yep.
That politicians don't really give a flying F about gun control, or some don't.
Or kids.
Shout out and the woman who we all decided that we would probably rather take probation than go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's roundup. Genevieve told us about housing, beer wars, parsnips. Yeah, it was a good show.
We just shouted out.
We covered a lot of ground today.
Yes, we did.
I love it. That's what I love about this show, baby.
All right. Well, tomorrow we will do it all again. We will have our weekly public cervix announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So if you have questions about women's health or health in general, you can shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. But in general, thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. Thank you for being part of the show. We will see you back here tomorrow at 11. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place.